Welcome. Today I have the great honor of doing an interview with the Consul General of Turkey here in Toronto, Mr. Ertinesh Sen. I'd like to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me. I greatly appreciate your time today. I'd like to start off by mentioning that the Turkish Ministry of Foreign Affairs released an informative note on the failed coup attempt, stating that on the evening of July the 15th, a faction of the Turkish armed forces attempted to stage a coup in various cities of Turkey, particularly in Ankara and Istanbul. It was understood in a short time that this was more than a treacherous plot. It was a terrorist campaign. The perpetrators fired at their own people, stabbed their commanders in the back, and bombed the National Parliament and the Office of the Presidency. Consul General, can you please begin by telling us more about the failed coup attempt?
On the evening of the 15th of July, it was about 4 p.m. here in Toronto, we heard the news that there was something strange in Turkey, that the Bosphorus Bridge was closed and some planes were flying low in Ankara and Istanbul. We thought that it was a terrorist threat, you know, because, you know, lately the Istanbul airport was attacked by Daesh. But as some news were coming out, we thought that it was something strange. And for the first time, we heard from our Prime Minister that this is a coup attempt. Then all of us were shocked, because in this age, nobody expects a coup attempt in a democratic country. Then we heard our president on the TV that confirming this coup attempt and calling people to take to the streets. The president said they might have weapons, they might have tanks and the planes, but we have the belief, and the biggest power in democracy are the people. So go to the streets and defend the country. So people took to the streets. And as soon as people took to the streets, things began to come under control. And the president landed in Istanbul. And in the morning, thanks to the people, thanks to the heroic stance of the police, and thanks to the heroic stance of the armed forces, which were not in the coup attempt, this thing was almost over. I have to mention that it was not all the armed forces. It was a faction, a group in the armed forces that is led, directed by the Fethullah Gülen terrorist organization, and the proof and the evidence is real like the sun.
And Consul, as a result of the failed coup attempt, 246 Turkish citizens were left dead, and more than 2,000 were wounded. What actions has the Turkish government taken in order to prevent another coup attempt from happening?
Well, this was a terrible coup attempt. For the first time in our history, our parliament attacked. You know, in our 200 years of constitutional history, our parliament was never attacked, even during the First World War, by the enemy. So it was. This shows the significance and the grave situation of this attack. This was a coup attempt full of conspiracies. It was a cynical attempt against the people, against the democracy. And 246 innocent people lost their lives. You know, these people were just calling to these coup plotters, stop! Don't do it. They didn't have any arms, they didn't have even a stone or a stick in their hands. But these people were killed by this coup letters gunfire. Heavy gunfire. They used F-16s, they used tanks, they used heavy artillery, they used armored vehicles, and everything against these innocent people. That more than 2,000 were wounded in defending their country, in defending their democracy. I think people said something very important here. They said, no more coups, no more coups. And I think it's a message to all around the world that democracy defended itself through people, because democracy is, demos and kratos are the people's rule. And this time people stood up, they defended democracy. So I think in Turkey, nobody will ever dare to even dream of a coup.
I strongly agree with you, and I think that it's very important for people to understand that the people of Turkey fought for the democracy of Turkey. People that were attacked were citizens who were not a threat by any means. And the fact that the citizens came together, united and strong, to fight for the democracy of Turkey was clearly evident. And in addition to that, the National Assembly will make those who staged such an attack against the nation and its sovereignty pay the heaviest price within the boundaries of the law. Can you discuss the significance and the impact of the joint declaration of the Grand National Assembly of Turkey that was established after the coup attempt, along with the strength of the Turkish people who protected the democracy of Turkey as a whole after the attempt took place?
Well, that part is very important. The coup plotters attacked the Turkish presidential palace, the police headquarters, police special fortress headquarters, where they killed 46 innocent policemen and women. But, you know, they also attacked the Turkish parliament. And they attacked the Turkish parliament with F-16 planes. They attacked the Turkish parliament with very developed helicopters. And they attacked for 5 or 6 times. As soon as the parliamentarians heard about this coup attempt, they gathered in the parliament, including the speaker of the parliament. And they stayed there, and they will say that, we will stay here, we will not leave, and if there is need, we will die here. And we will defend our democracy. That was very important. There were parliamentarians from all parties in the parliament. And after just a couple of hours after the coup attempt, the parliament made a declaration, a joint declaration, signed by all parties in the parliament, rejecting the coup attempt and defending the democracy. That is very important. And since that day, all the parties in the parliament are unified for one thing, for the defense of democracy and for against this FETÖ, Fethullah Gülen terrorist organization. All parties, you know, they defend democracy, they say no to coup attempts, and they say no to FETÖ, Fethullah Gülen terrorist organization. And they all of the parties, you know, demand extradition of it from the USA. And since that day, you know, Turkish people and also the Turkish the leaders in the political spectrum are showing a full unity. Our president, prime minister, and the leaders of the two opposition parties gathered at the presidential palace, and this dialogue continued. And yesterday, you know, there was a big demonstration both in Turkey and all around the world, including Toronto. 5 million people gathered in Yenikapı, Istanbul. Among these five people, there was our president, our prime minister, and also the president of the CHP opposition party, Mr. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, and the opposition of the MHP opposition party, Mr. Devlet Bahçeli. So that was an important message to everyone, to all democracy-loving nations, that Turkish people stood against the coup for the democracy. And they will never let anyone to dream of a coup anymore.
Certainly, and in addition to that, the Turkish Embassy of Ottawa released a report stating that coup plotters used 74 tanks, 35 planes, including 24 fighter jets, 37 helicopters, 246 armored vehicles, and 3,992 small arms against the Turkish government and the people of Turkey during the coup attempt. What legal measures have been taken by other countries against the FETÖ-linked institutions, individuals, and their activities on their territory?
Well, these coup plotters, you know, used the arms and the other means, you know, that was given to them to defend the country, you know, to fight against terrorism, not to use them against their own people. So they betrayed their own people, they betrayed the whole nation, and they betrayed the democracy. They used the tanks and the aircraft and all other things, you know, that was given to them to defend their country and to fight against terrorism. Because, you know, the Turkey is under the terrorist threat for so long time, and we have been, you know, fighting against terrorism in cooperation with our international partners. So those weapons are for fighting against terrorism and defending the country, not for killing innocent people. thanks to, you know, we highly appreciate the support and solidarity we received from everyone during this coup attempt. Here in Toronto, for example, we saw our friends, our brothers and sisters, you know, praying for Turkey and expressing their solidarity for Turkey. And after this coup attempt, many nations started to take immediate steps. I mean, I don't know how many I can count, but in the first instance, I can say Somali government, for example, bans and announced the suspension of all activities and institutions of this this group, this Fetho group. Azerbaijan did also so. Niger did so. Japan took some measures. Macedonia took some measures. And the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus took some measures. And also Pakistan took measures against these groups. And one by one, you know, every day, some other countries are taking measures about activities of these groups. This Fethullah Gülen terrorist organization is such a dangerous organization. I mean, we should be very careful about this organization. And we kindly, you know, request from all partners and allies to take the necessary measures about this organization. As you know, we requested the extradition of this terrorist leader from the U.S. and also from Canada. We requested from the Canadian government to take necessary steps about this organization and its affiliated networks.
And in your opinion, what should countries do internationally in order to support Turkey? Specifically, what should other members of NATO do in order to prevent another coup attempt from happening while also supporting Turkey and the democracy of Turkey?
Well, there is no difference between this FETÖ, Fethullah Gülen terrorist organization, with BEAŞ or PKK or any other, you know, terrorist organization, because this is a terrorist organization. It is clear with proof and everything. And the involvement of this terrorist organization in the coup attempt is clear. I think all our allies and partners, you know, we should stand shoulder to shoulder against terrorism. And we should defend our allies and partners and all other nations against terrorism. We should not let any kind of this kind of secret organizations, cult-like organizations, function in any of the states. And we should all promote democracy. We should not let these kind of people use the democratic rights, exploit the freedoms that democracy provides. Because this coup attempt was against the people of Turkey. It was against all democratic lovers, all democratic nations. It was against the freedoms. It was against the rule of law. It was against the human rights. By using all the means that the democracy, the human rights, the rule of law, and the freedoms provide for our democracy-loving people.
And with that being said, where do you see the future of Turkey moving forward?
Turkey is united, as you see. And just after the coup attempt, several hours, the airport was open, the market was open. We started continuing our you know, official business by hosting the Prime Minister of Georgia, the State Minister of Britain, and other people. And the system quickly returned to normal. So Turkey unified as a nation with the support and help of all our allies and partners will be even more stronger, stronger than ever. Hopefully, all this is like a virus, that this virus in Turkey will be cleaned, and you know, Turkey will again continue to make its contributions for the global well-being and security for all.
Certainly, and as a member of NATO, Turkey has played a significant role in terms of the relationships that it has established with other countries. In addition to that, Canada and the United States of America has a very close relationship with Turkey. So moving forward, what would you say that the Canadian government can do in order to support Turkey at this time?
We kindly request from the Canadian government to take necessary steps about the Fethullah Gülen terrorist organization and its affiliated networks in Canada. We kindly request this from all our allies and friends. We kindly request the extradition of Fethullah Gülen terrorist organization leader Fethullah Gülen to Turkey. He currently lives in the U.S. and we kindly request from the U.S. authorities extradition of him to Turkey, and we kindly request from the Canadian authorities to take necessary steps about this terrorist organization and about these affiliated networks in Canada and everywhere.
Consul General, I want to thank you for talking about the coup attempt, and again, I want to thank you sincerely for doing this interview. I think it is significantly important for people to understand the facts. With that being said, are there any final words that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I mean, we should not, we should not ignore one thing. In Turkey, the people of Turkey defended the democracy. This coup attempt was an attempt not only against the people of Turkey, but against all humanity. Because together with Canada and all other allies and partners, we are working for the good of people. We are trying to help people where there is need, where there is a needy. And, you know, we are fighting against terrorism and against all these global menaces. And there is no place for coups in any place in the world. And there is no place for this kind of organizations, terrorist organizations, in any place in the world. So we should stand together, shoulder to shoulder, and against terrorism, against all kind of this kind of threats. And we should make sure that the democracy will prevail over everything. Thank you.
Thank you very much.